Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Get in early. 90s one-hit wonders are your artists of the day. It is time now for Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. The telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Playing this game for about 8 years. You know the rules. Cannot call out a company by name. Cannot call out people by name. Okay? You have to be nondescript. I'm not getting sued for you. 576-7798. We will start at the top. Dave in Olathe, you are first in, so you are first up. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys, I just want to say your show is so awesome. Or our show, I'm sorry. I got to say it right. Our show is so awesome.
Thank you. You're very kind to say that. You really
and
are.
You guys well deserve the best show in the city by far. You're the only show I listen to. And once a week, you guys move me to tears either through crying or through some sort of touching story that I can just tell the passion that you guys have for everything you do. My only grievance is you guys aren't on for 8 hours a day.
Oh, please, please.
You might need a raise for that.
No, I'm not going to do it. There is no way in hell you could pay me enough to do 8 hours a day. No way.
Well, you guys definitely get me and I'm sure a lot of the rest of the city through these troubling times, for sure.
Thank you, man. Dave, you're so kind to say that. Thank you so much, man. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
You be well, all right? And have a great weekend, okay, buddy?
You too. Thanks.
All right, man. Let's go to Shauna in Kansas City. Hello, Shauna.
Hey there. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
You are welcome. My grievance is panhandlers. They can panhandle all day. I don't have to give to them, but it would be so nice when they pick up and move on to take their litter with them.
Ooh.
That's a good one, huh?
It is a good grievance.
Yeah. I see it all day, every day.
Okay. All right. Shauna, you're in. Thank you so much for calling. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, be well. Drew in Overland Park. Hello, Drew.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, Scott. How you doing? My grievance is with Samuel Clemens Stevie. He picks songs that crack me up. I try to figure out what is coming up after each segment, mm-hmm. and he beats me every
He's
time.
He's pretty crafty with that, isn't he?
Yeah, I am amazed.
Tell you what, you like the rejoin songs.
They are awesome.
You pick the next one.
No, Sam's so much better at that than anyone in the world. He's the hardest working man in America.
You don't want to pick the next rejoin?
Well, thank you, Drew.
No, I will leave that to Sam because he's got a gift.
He's pretty good.
That's my grievance.
All right, man.
He's better than me.
Here, I'm going to pick one for you. You ready?
You best giddy up.
Hang on now, Captain, because I got a 15-second ad to get through here. But I'm going to play you the greatest song of all time. Are you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hang on there, partner. You got about 2 seconds to go. All right, here we go. Greatest song of all time.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights.
Nope.
I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Would you disagree, Drew?
Let's go to Luke.
Let's go to Luke and Bach, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoy.
I picked that one myself.
Son, I've actually been to Luckenbach.
I heard it's got a population of like 60 people?
If that. I think it's just a bar.
Well, Drew, thank you for the kind words about the show, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you.
Well, keep the show going. I love it.
I'll do it as long as you'll let me, man.
All right.
Be well, my friend.
Bye.
Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Barry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out of Luckenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Louise in Lenexa. Hello, Louise.
Hi.
Hi.
My complaint is people who have disabled parking stickers, and they drive with them hanging on the rearview mirror when it clearly says, do not hang while driving. It obstructs your view.
Mm.
And that's my grievance for the day.
Okay.
Louise, thank you.
Thank you, Louise. You take care of yourself. Sandy in Smithville. Hello, Sandy.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead.
My complaint is people who walk down the middle of the aisle in a parking lot.
Like at a grocery store or something?
Yeah, like Target or Walmart or any store. They walk down the middle of the aisle like I'm not going to hit them.
Are you going to hit them?
Well, I'd like to.
We do not advise nor condone.
Nor do we even endorse the idea
of hitting said walker down
anyone,
aisle.
Anyone.
Yes. Really. Sidewalk. Anywhere.
Street. It doesn't matter.
Do not.
Do not hit them. Margo in Independence. Hello, Margo.
Hello.
Hi there.
My I love your guys' show, by the way.
Thank you.
But my grievance is little kids that don't know when to not say things. This little girl came up to me today and said, I think you're going to die soon. You're old.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did that really happen?
Yes. I took her to the swimming pool with my grandkids.
And she said you were going to die soon?
Yeah, she thought I was because I was old. Her grandma died when she was old, and she said, I think you're going to die soon. You're old.
What did you say in response?
I said, I hope not.
Did you kick her?
I didn't know what else to say. Huh?
Did you kick her?
No. She'd have told her mom, and then I'd probably be in trouble.
Margo, you're not going to die soon.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to hear it.
Be well.
Thanks. You
all right,
too.
You take care. 576-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on KMBZ.
So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold.
Holy crap, Peter!
Long star bell buckle.
You aren't going to believe who just walked into the studio. An alum from the Dana and Park show.
Look what the cat dragged in.
Oh, look what it did.
Mm-hmm. This isn't working. I'm going to have to.
So good to see you. No, you sound fine, man.
Okay, good.
You sound fine. Right. You keep that on because you're compromised. Will Starrett, ladies and gentlemen, is in the building.
Hi.
It's so good to see you.
It is good to see you, too.
Wow.
I was just passing by. I figured I'd duck in, say hi to Sam, say hi to Scott. I walked through the door, literally was just going to wave, yeah. You know, do the social distance thing.
Which you are.
Right. We are definitely more than 6 feet apart. But,
yes, we are.
But Scott orders me into service. Like, before he even says hello, he says, headphones!
Sit down!
Get a pair of headphones and sit down! Oh, okay.
Here he is.
So apparently I'm working for the rest of the show.
I'm so happy to see you, man.
It is good to be here.
Good to see you. All right, so we're going to take a couple of grievances here.
I think you should.
You know how this game gets played.
Right.
But Will Starrett said that the people don't want...
No, that's not what I said.
Okay, what did you say?
I said, because you said, well, Will's here, we're going to have to play Jam or No Jam. I said, this is the people's time. Because mm-hmm. this is the time that is set aside for them to correct. Air said grievances.
Correct.
So, I do not believe that it would be fair to detract from the people's time.
So, I'm going to take a couple of grievances, but I want text messages coming in.
Oh, geez.
After 5:30, do we do a round of jam or no jam?
It is the people's time, so let's let the people decide.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Sam. If it is the people's time, Will Starrett,
mm-hmm.
and the people want to grieve... or they want to hear jam or no jam.
Please, this is 2020. We need to grieve.
Maybe the people want jam or no jam.
Okay, whatever.
We will let the people decide. The text line is 913-576-7798. If you would like jam or no jam, say yes. If you would like to continue grieving, say no. Austin in Shawnee. Hello, Austin.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
We're doing well. And by the way, we made sure that the workstation that Mr. Starrett is at is completely sterilized before he ever went on the air.
Oh, well, I vote jam, so.
Of course you do.
Just throwing that out there now. So my grievance is the fact that everybody keeps talking about Zac Efron's dad bod instead of all the good information to live a healthier lifestyle that his show put out.
Wait, your grievance is with Zac Efron what?
That people keep talking about Zac Efron's quote-unquote dad bod instead of good information in his new Netflix series that gives good information on people living healthier lives.
There's nothing wrong with a dad bod, says a guy with a dad bod. Thank you, Austin.
I'd like to get down to a dad bod at some point.
Kim in...
Trade in this sumo bod for dad bod.
Kim in Liberty. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Hi there.
My dream today is about agents and agencies of the federal government or city government who don't do their jobs and little girls end up dead because of
it. Oh, my gosh. You're talking about the young lady in KCK.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my grievance for the day.
All right, Kim, do appreciate the call. You have a good weekend, okay? Alicia in Independence. Hello, Alicia.
Yes. I want to grieve that bosses, are, when you tell them safety problems, and they go and they don't do nothing about it because they're afraid to say anything because they're afraid they're going to be in trouble if they say anything.
Mm. All right, Alicia, hey, can you turn down your phone or check that, your radio in the background, if you don't mind?
Okay.
All right, thank you. You have a hypocritical boss, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Have you approached said boss?
Oh, yes, many times.
And said boss has said what?
We can't do nothing. But if it's anybody else, they can do stuff.
Okay. All right. Will Sterrett, I'm sorry to break the news to you.
What's that?
There has been two no votes
mm-hmm.
for Jam or No Jam.
Oh, good.
There have been at least 100
oh.
yes votes for Jam or No Jam.
So they do not mind infringing on the people's time.
Apparently, the people want Jam or No Jam for at least one segment.
Got to give the people what they want.
Well, that's what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Will, you were only a part of the show for about 6 months, but you know how the game gets played.
I do.
And we have to play Jam or No Jam.
Okay.
So we are going to play Jam or No Jam. Are you okay with that?
Do I really have a choice?
You really don't.
I was going to say, I appreciate you asking, but I figured that was, you know, more of a command. I'm going to guess that's Air Supply's All Out of Love. And if so, that's a jam.
Come back and carry me home. Away from these long, lonely nights. I'm reaching for you.
Oh, my God.
Are you feeling it too? Does the feeling seem oh so right? And what would you say if I called on you now?
How do you do it, man? How do you do it?
If I knew, I'd tell you.
Jam or No Jam and your grievances when we get back. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Here on Dana and Parks, Max Masks back on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Yeah, we're doing dumb 90s one-hit wonders.
That's a pretty dumb one.
Pretty dumb.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner.
Maintaining, of course, a decent 7 feet of distance,
if not more.
And the microphone has been
hosed down.
Oh my God!
If the microphone stops working in the middle of me talking, you'll know what happened.
You owe us $4,000.
They're not that expensive.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. I've priced these.
They're like $600, but yeah.
Will Sterrett, ladies and gentlemen.
And this was used, so I'm giving you $400 tops.
Rejoining the show. There's been more Lysol sprayed on that microphone.
I can tell that, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you ain't getting sick tonight, bro.
No.
Mm-mm.
Thank goodness.
You ready to play some Jam or No Jam?
If I must.
You must.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You get 0.3 seconds.
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Sure.
Here we go.
That is one of the Chicago songs. I believe that's Hard to Say I'm Sorry, which is a jam. I'll tell you right now, all those 80s Chicago songs, those are kind of tough because they all kind of sound alike.
I don't know how you do it.
It makes it tough to keep that one separate from...
That was actually 0.1 seconds.
You're the Inspiration.
Right.
Can't keep that separate from those two, especially when it's... Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea how you do it. Sam, when you're ready, if you will fire it... Ooh. I was in the middle of a sentence.
I was going to need a little more than that.
Yeah.
Oh, Do It Again. Steely Dan. Actually a jam.
You're saying that's a jam?
You seem surprised.
I never thought you were a Steely Dan fan.
Oh, yeah. Because most of their stuff's really smooth.
That's smooth.
That's not the smoothest one in the batch, but the smooth stuff will get me, you know, exposed to songs like that.
Okay, all right.
And I'm good with it.
All right.
But yeah, tell me Deacon Blues isn't smooth.
Oh, that's smooth.
That's what I'm saying.
Hang on, let me pause this one here real quick so I can get the audio off. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, man. It's good to see you, by the way.
Likewise.
Here we go. Ooh.
I have an idea, but that one's hard. And okay. And I'll tell you, my idea, there's no way that it's right because it's way too obscure.
What's your idea?
My idea would be Peter Cetera and Chaka Khan feels like heaven.
Nope. Let me give you a little bit more. Because that was
one note that I couldn't really make out.
Let me move it down a little bit further. Okay. You ready?
Sure. Oh, Earth, Wind, and Fire, After the Love Is Gone, Jam. This affair with me, I love and do. Something happened along
the way. Yesterday was all we had. God, you're incredible. Used to be happy, sad.
Those lead paint chips I ate off the radiator growing up apparently did some good work.
Yeah, apparently so. Sam, whenever you're ready.
Don't do that at home, by the way.
Ooh.
That's Supertramp, Give a Little Bit, which is not a jam.
Oh.
What?
Was he right?
That would be the song, but not a jam?
Not a jam. I can't get into Supertramp. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's his voice or what. Can't do it.
Yo, you ready?
Sure.
Here we go. You get 0.3 seconds. Will Starrett.
Hit me.
Glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So good.
Ooh. Endless Summer Nights, Richard Marx. You know that's a jam.
Someone's on fire tonight.
I'm going to have to listen to that in the car on the way home. Maybe top volume. Maybe on the loop.
All right, Sam, you're up, buddy. Jeez, you're on fire.
Ooh. Hungry Eyes, Eric Carmen, jam.
How do you do it?
It's ridiculous.
It is crazy.
I turn the pot on and I turn the pot off, and he knows the song.
All right. I'm doing 0.1 seconds on this one.
Mm-hmm. Do you think I would know it if you gave me the full
0.3 seconds?
Yeah, if you gave me the full 0.3 seconds,
Yes. Okay. Yes. You ready?
So this is one you don't think is a stretch to begin with.
No, but are you ready?
Yeah. I am going to need a little more than that.
Okay, you're going to need 0.3 on that one?
We might be able to do it with 0.2, or to make my math teacher happy. Right, 1/5.
I'm going
to
give you 0.1 seconds.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Ooh, Breathe, Hands to Heaven, jam. Big old jam.
They might be your favorite band ever.
They might be my favorite band ever. What?
I'm not saying they're not good.
You must understand where my musical listening preferences lie. I'm not going to be the guy that comes out and says, my favorite band ever is Black Sabbath, yeah, or whatever. You're not going to get that out of me. So... You shouldn't be entirely surprised that something that smooth happens to be pretty high up the totem pole.
All right. Sam, what do you got?
Seals and Crofts, Summer Breeze. It's really close. That's a jam. It was really close, though.
All right. I hate that song.
Whoa. You hate that song.
I hate that song.
Why? What's wrong with that song?
That song sucks.
What? No, stop everything. What do you mean that song sucks?
Let's get a grievance in here real quick.
My grievance is with you saying that song sucks.
Larry and Gardner. Hello, Larry.
Oh, wait, I can't name people publicly. My grievance is with someone who is to my left who says that song sucks.
What's up, Larry?
Hey, Scott. I'm the Larry Gardner that hates the last 5 seconds worth of commercials, but that's a different one. today, my grief is with the people that park in a fire lane. Now, instead of hanging, you know, like a handicap placard or something, you know, and parking in a handicap, which has a sign on it says, you know, $200, $300 fine or whatever for parking here, you know, if you don't have a handicap sticker. But yet, they're not handicapped, but yet they'll... No problem in parking in front of the door in fire lane. Can we put like a big sign, you know, every 4 feet so that they have to be in front of one, you know, somewhere that says $1,000 fine for blocking this, you know, get your car out of here, you know, and you've got 5 acres worth of room over here to park, you know, and you can park anywhere out there except for the fire lane and except for the handicap if you don't have a handicap sticker, you know, can't we like tow these things off and drop them in the lake or something. I mean, you know,
whoa, you had me until you said drop them in a lake.
We drop the car in a lake.
Drop the car in a lake. Okay.
Not the people, you know, unless they can swim. But anyway, just get the thing out of there.
If
you're going to drop them in the lake, at least make sure the windows are rolled down so anyone who's in there can get out.
And they can swim.
See, problem solved.
And a life jacket.
We are problem solvers on this program. Gonna need a little more.
I thought you would.
Oh, Never Surrender, Corey Hart. Such a great jam.
With a little perseverance, you can get things done. Without a blind adherence that has conquered.
You blow me away. You blow me away.
It's Sam, so unhealthy.
Sam, we got one more for you.
Real quick, someone on the text line is requesting a Will Stare at Pandora station. You do have
I have the Spotify playlist. Yeah, I had the Spotify playlist. I'll tweet those out again over the weekend or something. So Tequila Sunrise Eagles, not really a jam.
Working on the dreams he planned to try. The days go by.
Wow.
That was the 1972 equivalent of hipster country. That's what that was.
All right. Hang on. I got one more for you.
All right.
And then I'm going to let you run because I know you got to get out of here.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you're not anchoring the news tomorrow or nothing.
No. Tomorrow's a Saturday, after all.
You ready?
Sure.
Ooh, that was 0.1 seconds.
I got a guess. I don't think it's right.
What's your guess?
Survivor, I Can't Hold Back. Because if so, that's a jam.
Sick. It is sick.
I agree completely.
You are so good, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll keep him around for a little bit longer because he's got nowhere to go and he only has to go to the bathroom.
The I really do.
Will Starrett, ladies and gentlemen, an alum of the Dayton Parks program. He's going to stick around if he's willing.
I am, and you should too.
Well, I think I might.
No, I was saying whoever is listening,
they should too. Okay, all right, okay. Hey, if you guys want to grieve, you can grieve. Or we can just play Jam or No Jam. I don't care.
Please grieve. This is the people's time.
I know, but the people have spoken, Will.
Yeah, we...
And they want you to do Jam or No Jam.
We already did Jam or No Jam. Friday at 5 is not for Jam or No Jam.
This is the greatest day of my month, getting to hear Will doing Jam or No Jam.
I've been off work for half an hour just sitting in my driveway listening to you guys, mostly Mr. Starrett. Love you guys. Thank you, Texter.
Yes, thank you.
You have a talent, Will, that nobody else has.
I don't know about that, but
no, you do.
Okay. I think other people could do that in their chosen genre. It just so happens that my genre is a little...
yacht rockish.
Off-center.
I'm going to go a little deep into the vault while we wait. If by the way, guys, if you want... Here, seriously, I'm being serious. If you want to grieve, it's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. You're welcome to grieve. We'll jump you in. Otherwise, we're just going to play some Jam or No Jam because I did not expect Will Starrett to stop by today.
576-7798.
Alum of the Dana and Parks program, now the morning anchor with Kansas City's Morning News with Will Starrett and Ellen Schenck. Here you go. You ready?
Sure.
This one is deep in the vault.
How deep we talking?
1980s.
Okay.
But it's deep.
Right in the wheelhouse.
But it's deep.
All right.
You ready?
I think so. Yeah, I got a couple things running through my head, but okay. nothing that I could even venture a guess on.
What's running through your head?
It's not strong enough to venture a guess. I'm going to need more.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to actually give you 0.3 seconds.
What did you give me last time?
1/10.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure. Nothing.
Ooh.
I would guess Don Johnson's Heartbeat.
No.
I was going to say, that was one of those, I knew the answer, I knew that would be incorrect, but...
It would be Robert Tepper.
Who is Robert Tepper?
No Easy Way Out from the Rocky IV soundtrack.
Oh, sounds. Yeah, okay. That's how I know that.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That is a good one. It's very John Parr-ish.
Very John Parr. Very John Parr. Sam, whenever you're ready, fire when ready.
Ooh. Oh, Careless Whisper, oh, Wham.
Please, yeah.
Jam. I was going to say, Scott, you don't generally listen to this stuff, but you knew that one.
Oh, no, wait. Why would you say I don't listen to that?
I didn't say you don't. I said you don't generally. Your wheelhouse is hair metal.
Yes.
Too hard.
It's too soft.
See, that's precisely what I'm saying about how this is not generally what you listen to. But even that, you knew.
I knew that song.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew that song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
That saxophone solo, though.
Wait, hang on. I gotta get this one set up.
That's the beautiful part of it.
Oh, no. That's not the one I wanted. Sam, I'm going to need you to bring one up because this went sideways on me. Oh, ooh.
I'm going to need a little more in that one.
Does Scott have a guess?
I'm going to go with, it's Huey Lewis, and I'm going to go with Heart and Soul.
Mm-mm.
Is it Huey Lewis?
It is.
Is it Back in Time?
It is.
How about that? You
jerk.
Sorry. Because honestly, I was sitting here thinking, that sounds like Back in Time, but there's no way that that is on his list. She's Like the Wind. Patrick Swayze, amazing jam. Just a fool
to believe I have anything. You are incredible.
I wish we'd gotten a full album from him. She's Like the Wind. Proving what he did on that song there, I bet a full album would have been worth listening to. What?
You are awesome, my friend. You are incredible.
Thank you.
Sam, we got time for two more. You get one, I get one. Ooh.
I'm going to need a little more there. Is that Come Sail Away from Styx? Because there's no way you're going to get me to say that's a jam. I'm a part
of bone, oh, my God.
That's not a jam. That's auto parts music. What? Auto parts music? Yeah. It's the kind of song that you hear at any place that sells and or installs auto parts. Styx is total auto parts music. That's not Alias, More Than Words Can Say, is it? Because if so, that's a jam.
I quit. I literally quit this job right now. Before I lose my mind,
I need you now. You quit this job for like 2 days, right? You're coming back Monday.
Okay.
Let me say this.
Yes, sir.
It is such a great pleasure, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It is such a great pleasure to see you in this studio again.
Thank you. It is good to be in here.
You were such a huge part of this show, and we had to let you go because that bird had to fly. And I get it, and I love you, and I've listened to you on the morning news with Ellen, and you're fantastic. God dang. It's so good to see you
again. Thank you. I love you, man, and thank you for letting me come play in the sandbox today.
Thank you for coming to play in the sandbox.
Of course.
With the Dum Dum Babies. Hey, we're getting out of here. We are getting out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, if I may say so, the great Will Starrett.
Let's not get carried away.
Has joined us this afternoon. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Will Eugene.
What's his name?
Sorry, Will.
Will?
Sam Eugene Stevie III.
Whatever his name is.
Talk again.
I was getting caught up between the two of you. Sorry.
Our good friend, old what's his name?
Pot it down. Let me start over. You ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Will Starrett has joined us today.
Thank you.
The greatest man in all of America, Sam Eugene Stevie III. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe. Be well. And the most important thing, be good. We'll see you on Monday. Take care of yourself. Good night. Celebrate and have a good time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.